So this is for whosoever will. Whosoever will. This is for whoever wants to hear this. Doesn't matter who it is. Doesn't matter if you're saved, unsaved. Doesn't matter what your race is, what your beliefs, your religion is. Doesn't matter what your political party is, what country you're in. It doesn't matter. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. That's in the book of Job. And you can read other books beside the Bible and find the same conclusion. All the gurus, they all know this. All you have to do is look out your front door. Mother Nature proves it. And what am I talking about? The 3D simulation is trauma. 100% every day is trauma. Now, you wonder why people are on drinking and drugs and people are cheating and people are jumping off bridges and people are fighting and arguing. Because the whole thing is downcasted. It's a downcasted system. Adam and Eve dropped us down into time. Time is the trauma. Think about it. Your alarm goes off every morning. Buzz. You got to go to work. Trauma. The bill comes due. The power bill. Trauma. You get an email. Bad news. Trauma. Somebody gets sick. Trauma. Just getting sick is a trauma. The whole 3D experience is trauma. Just sit down and think about it. Just do some meditation. Do some contemplation. Look around you. People have cancer. The storms. The lightning storms. Last week? Or last month? Or maybe some people were up at D.C. and lightning struck. Killed two or three people. The fourth lady, she survived. But she's walking around with a crutch. I've been struck by lightning before. I've been struck by lightning, and it's like somebody takes a baseball bat and hits you as hard as they can from the inside out. I shouldn't be here. I should be dead. I should be dead, but I'm still here. I'm not complaining. I'm not mad. I'm not upset. I'm just saying 3D is trauma. And until you face it, until you admit it, until you look at it for what it is, man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. 3D is trauma. And until you look at it for what it really is, everybody says, look at the ocean, look how pretty it is, and look at the mountains, look how beautiful that is, and look at the trees. Well, the tree can fall on you and kill you. You go to the mountains, you can freeze to death. You go to the ocean, you get the riptide can pull you under, the sharks, the waves can pull you under in a split second. You'd be dead. People falling off cliffs, people having car wrecks every day. You go down the highway every day to work and you see a wreck. Every day, you might have a flat, something might hit your window. It's all trauma. You have an argument with your wife. Your kids start to act rebellious at, 14, 15, 17. The kids start to go crazy because they're trying to figure out who they are, and they start rebelling against authority because they're trying to figure out their role in life. Trauma. The school system, trauma. The medical system, you go in there and they put a needle in your arm, trauma. You go to the dentist and he has to drill on your tooth, trauma. 3D is trauma. You get an ingrown toenail, trauma. You walk in the other room and a spider falls down from the ceiling, and trauma. It's all trauma. You don't even need trauma bonds with a in a relationship. You don't even need that. The 3D experience itself is trauma. You can just walk around the corner and stump your toe. Everything's going smooth. Think about this. You know this is true. I've talked to so many people in my life. I know this is true. So everybody gets in the flow. So they get everything ordered. They get their house in order. They get their car, their house, their system in place. Boom, their car breaks down. Boom, something falls apart. Boom, they trip and hurt their back, hurt their arm, break their neck, something crazy happens. You get everything going on, and next thing you know, the washing machine breaks. I've been doing maintenance work all my life, and I know what I'm talking about. You get everything in line, and you get everything going, and the toilet starts to leak. You get everything going and like it should be, and you inspect everything, and the sink starts to leak. The sink starts to leak. I'm not even talking about people having babies and having to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and go to work and stressing out, and it's just nonstop. And especially if you're trying to do something to win souls, you get attacked. You're always being attacked. If you try to break through the gates of hell to pull somebody out of Babylon, you will be attacked. And this is why people, because of that trauma, okay, so when the hive comes after you, trying to cut this noise off. 1 second. Unplug it. Can't even unplug it. It keeps, that's trauma. I'm trying to cut this device off and you push the button, it won't even cut off. It's got to do its thing. When you try to reach in and pull somebody out of Babylon, you will be attacked by the hive, the lies of the system, the darkness of the system, the death cult, the words, the language, the system itself is a trauma bond. And the system's trying to use trauma to keep you down in 3D. Instead of setting your affections above, the system's trying to keep you down here in 3D to set you. So just like a narcissist does a trauma bond with you to try to keep you connected to them, the system will do a trauma bond to pull you down into the 3D reality. So it's just listen to some of these podcasts that are serious about getting into this thing and really figuring it out. There's one guy I listened to yesterday. He ended up getting cancer in his testicle, right? This was on the podcast. He's on Joe Rogan a lot. I forget his name, but he went on the Friedman show, and I was listening to him. He was going about life. He said, I was just going about life, and next, you know, everything's good. And the doctor tells me I have cancer. And he said, that's when it gets real, people. That's when it gets real. And so when life gets real, the trauma. So you could just be doing your thing, working out in the yard. The tree fall on your house, mess up your roof. Then you got to do that. And it just keeps happening and happening and happening. One thing after the other. I'm not complaining. I face off with it every day. I fight the battles every day. I fight the 3D battles, but there's no peace in 3D. So if you're trying to find peace in this 3D simulation, you're looking in the wrong place. There's no peace in the 3D simulation. And even if you created a system, let's say you created this house that was impenetrable, nobody could damage your house. It doesn't matter what tornado. Let's say you build a house completely out of concrete. And no tornado, no tree, nothing could destroy your house. You could just put it in even if you put it in the side of a mountain or a cave. A snake's going to crawl up something's going to happen to your bodies. You're going to have to travel to the hospital. You can do everything you can to stop the trauma, but it's still going to find you. It's going to find you. If you're in 3D, the trauma will find you. I'm not a pessimist at all, because I believe in overcoming. But the only way you're going to overcome the 3D is set your affections above, which is the 5D or higher. You're not going to find peace in 3D. If you're trying to find peace in 3D, you're going to look for drugs, drinking, cheating, midlife crisis. You're going to just go crazy, because 3D is the simulation. It's the sine wave. It's the snake eating itself. It's the up and down. It's the waves of the ocean. See, when we have a new heaven and new earth, there's not going to be any ocean, because there's no waves. It's just steady state. There's no waves in the new heaven and new earth. It's all steady state. It's all steady state. At the great white throne judgment, the earth is removed far from that judgment. And those who are going to hell, they're going to be screaming and burning and yelling and gnashing of teeth forever. That's the negative part of the sine wave. It will be removed from your memory of all this pain down here, all this trauma, all this demonic. You know 3D. You know this system's trauma, because the god of this world is the devil, and the devil is a psychopath. And what does a psychopath do? It's no different than a malicious narcissist. The psychopath, the sociopath, has to cause you trauma, because they have sold out to that reality. It doesn't matter if it's your culture. It doesn't matter if you're your neighbors. It doesn't matter if you're some bloodline. Everybody's been under, and most people project it out and don't even know they're doing it. 3D is nothing but trauma. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Eventually, the trouble is going to hit you so much. You're going to break down, and you're going to have to break it down to the very minimum. And all the people who are deep thinkers or gurus, it doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Joe Rogan, eventually Alex Jones, they bring their life down to the bare minimum. They rose up and they saw how crazy it was. I mean, look at the court system with Alex Jones. Look at the Johnny Depp. They rise up, but then they see, as they rise up and they have their arms out in so many things, it's more trauma. So then they go back to the simple life, which is less trauma. But it's still trauma. It not only is it a death cult. I mean, look at Burning Man. They're celebrating Burning Man probably, what, this week or something. They're telling you that they know that this is a sacrificial system. But it's also a sacrificial redemptive system. And if you really think about it, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. Sugar's a trauma. Fast food's a trauma. The media's a trauma. The nudes is a trauma. If you start cutting off all that stuff, some of your neighbors or friends that you talk to that are just stuck in 3D, football, basketball, wrestling, I mean, yeah, it's nice to watch it sometime. But if you watch too much boxing or wrestling, that's trauma to your mind. God didn't make man to be in trauma. Man dropped himself down into trauma, and it's just God created paradise for man. But man chose to drop down into trauma and has been here ever since. And you can't blame God. You can't even blame the devil. Man can only blame himself. And so the earth, the creation groans for the sons of God to appear. The healing power of God through the saints, through the believers, giving out the truth that Jesus alone saves, is the only thing that can restore a person who's been under trauma. The trauma bond with 3D is so powerful. I've been experimenting with this for 10 years. The trauma bond in the 3D is so powerful, if you try to leave it, it chases you down. Try it. Experiment it with it. Seriously. Try to leave 3D. And I know you see the music is trauma. When you get in your car and you turn the music on, that's trauma. That's worldly wisdom. It's all lies. People can memorize a song, but they can't memorize a Bible verse. They love the trauma. They love the abuse. They love the fake reality. They love the fake steak. They love the lies. They love the trauma. And don't even know it. They've gotten so used to it that they don't even know it. The only way you're going to be able to see it is cut all the noise off, get by yourself, meditate, and just believe what the Bible says. Man born of woman is full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. And so the more you cut off the noise, the flesh creatures, the unsaved, the more you cut them off, the more peace you're going to have. But you're still going to have trauma. Your insurance company is going to call you and say, you got to do this, 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 by such and such a date, or blah, blah, blah. Or the IRS is going to call you. Or somebody's going to call you. If you're in peace, somebody's going to knock on your door to try to take away your peace, because it's a trauma bond system. Because it's a narcissistic Jezebel system. And the narcissist and the Jezebel and the legalist, they were under trauma. That's why they went to the legalism and the Jezebel spiritism. And so they are under trauma, and they're going to try to put it on everybody else. And it's just a system that keeps promoting itself. And man is trying to make a machine man, to get rid of the trauma so that machines could do the work and all, and they can live in some kind of heaven on earth. It's not going to happen. The very machines that they're going to make is going to try to destroy them. 3D is trauma, and you can't escape it. The only way you're going to escape it is setting your affections above, and when it hits you, deal with it, but create a space. Create your own space and put boundaries and hold people back. As soon as they cross your threshold, anytime you have two or more people, there's going to be a trauma. It's just going to happen. It's impossible not to happen. Because think about it. Even Elizabeth Elliot, who was a missionary, she married Jim Elliot, and then he died, and then she married another guy, he died, and then she married another guy. She said, in all those marriages, she said, they asked her, what's the secret to a good marriage? She kind of laughed. She said, you got two people living in the same house, two sinners living in the same house. You think there's not going to be problems? You're deceiving yourself. The reason they say the grass is not greener on the other side of the fence is because you're taking your trauma, your past, your experience, you're not healing it, and you're putting it, you're connecting to the next person, and they're just going to reflect back the same stuff. And that other person, their little world, they leave and they jump the fence and they think it's going to be better, and they reflect back to you their same. What they put out comes back. Whatever they didn't deal with in their childhood, or whatever they didn't deal with in the previous marriage, it's just going to reflect back. You can run from marriage to marriage, to spouse to spouse, to girlfriend to girlfriend to girlfriend. It's the same stuff going to reflect back. The women can run from this man to this man to this man. I'm going to get a man who understands me, loves me. You're just going to reflect back the same stuff. Because 3D is based on the heart of man, and it's a reflection of the trauma that happened when you drop down into sin, death, the death cult, confusion, lies. In sin did my mother conceive me, the Bible says. You were born in sin. You were born in to this. Look, the baby comes out crying. You know it's a trauma system when the baby comes out and the doctor has to hit the baby on the backside to get it to cry. And it cries to get it to breathe. It don't even want to breathe in this place. It cries. The baby cries. And it comes out and it says, Ma, Ma, Ma. What is Ma? M is water. A is blood. It comes out through the water and the blood. Ma, Ma. Water, blood. Water, blood. People haven't thought this deep, I don't think. And I know it sounds crazy if you never heard this before, but I promise you, your 3D experience is the trauma bond. Your 3D experience is the trouble. And it's based on the human heart. It's based on the human mind reflecting back the flesh mind. And until you move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, from 3D to 5D, from the old Adam to the new Adam, from the old way of thinking to the new way, you're only going to reflect back trouble as the sparks fly upward.